So there were three Democrats, though, who got on board with Speaker Johnson, the House version of this bill, even without any new accountability measures in it. Congresswoman Glusenkamp Perez says she did so because she thinks it's wrong not to pay people for their work, and Democrats had set unattainable goals. She says since the White House was agreeing to things like body cameras, doesn't she have a point here that there is, as she put it, ideological purity that's getting in the way of working people?
So this is not a question of ideological purity. And I agree with Marie on one point, which is that people shouldn't be held hostage. And we can come back to that. But this is not extreme demands by any stretch of the imagination. Again, we're asking that guys not dress like Navy SEALs when they go into Minneapolis. We're asking that they wear badges the way every other police officer does, that they have warrants when they break down doors.
And some of those things have been agreed to.
This is not ideological purity. This is basic adherence to the law. Yeah, well, okay. So if it's all agreed to, let's pass the law which codifies it. Because you know what? We don't trust the president when he says, okay, no masks, any more than we trust him when he says, oh, well, now I'm negotiating with the Iranians, when he's not, right? So if this is so easy, fine, let's codify it into law. But they're not, you know, they're not willing to do that. Now, where Marie is right, and this is important, we have gotten too used to using shutdowns as a mechanism of getting what we want legislatively. And what that implies is that people like TSA agents or folks that work in the federal government for the Department of Agriculture or so don't get paid when one party throws a tantrum, right? Now, in this case, I happen to believe that the American people, you know, are with the Democratic Party and saying you don't get to act like the like ICE acted in Minneapolis. But we do need to get away from legislating through shutdown. That is not consonant with the great country that we are.
Well, and they just want their airports and basic government to work.